Matthew chapter 10. And he called his 12 disciples to him, and gave them authority over unclean spirits, so that they would cast them out and heal every disease and every sickness. And the names of the 12 apostles are these: first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, and James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent forth, charging them, saying, "Do not go into the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter into any city of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, proclaim, saying, 'The kingdom of the heavens has drawn near.' Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Do not acquire for yourselves gold, nor silver, nor copper for your belts. No bag for the journey, nor two tunics, nor sandals, nor a staff. For the worker is worthy of his food. And into whatever city or village you enter, find out who in it is worthy, and there remain until you depart. And as you enter into the house, greet it. And if the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whoever does not receive you, nor hear your words, as you go out of that house or city, shake off the dust from your feet. Truly, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore prudent as serpents, and guileless as doves. And beware of men, for they will deliver you up to Sanhedrins, and in their synagogues they will scourge you. And you will also be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony to them and to the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, do not be anxious about how or what you should speak, for it will be given to you in that hour what you should speak. For you are not the one speaking, but the Spirit of your Father is the one speaking in you. And brother will deliver up brother to death, and father his child. And children will rise up against their parents and put them to death. And you will be hated by all because of my name. But he who has endured to the end, this one shall be saved. And when they persecute you in this city, flee into another. For truly I say to you, you shall by no means finish the cities of Israel until the Son of Man comes. A disciple is not above the teacher, nor a slave above his master. It is sufficient for the disciple that he become like his teacher, and the slave like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more those of his household? Therefore do not fear them, for there is nothing covered which will not be revealed, and hidden which will not be made known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, proclaim on the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for an Assyrian? And not one of them will fall to the earth apart from your Father. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Therefore do not fear. You are of more value than many sparrows. Everyone, therefore, who will confess in me before men, I also will confess in him before my Father who is in the heavens. But whoever will deny me before men, I also will deny him before my Father who is in the heavens. Do not think that I have come to bring peace on the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set men at variance, a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's enemies will be those of his household. He who loves father or mother above me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter above me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his soul life shall lose it, and he who loses his soul life for my sake shall find it. He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives him who has sent me. He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives to one of these little ones only a cup of cold water to drink in the name of a disciple, truly, I say to you, he shall by no means lose his reward.